Hare Krishna. Our destiny is bigger than our biology. Our biology refers to our existence as products of protoplasm, as beings who are existing with material bodies that are essentially biological in function. So we have material bodies, but we are not those material bodies. But when we let our identity be defined by our biology, that means when we think of ourselves as our bodies, then we have a dreary and doomed destiny. We are meant to grow old, we are meant to get diseased, and we are meant to die. And that is the biological fate of all living beings, if they are going to identify with their biology. Of course, we try to cover this up by trying to find out various ways of enjoying at the bodily level. But still, the fact remains that biologically, we are all doomed. The Bhagavad Gita gives us the information that our destiny is bigger than our biology. Our destiny is determined by not who we think we are, but by who we actually are. So, we are eternal souls. And we are meant for a life of eternity. And if we mistake ourselves with our body, then we have to undergo the trauma of death. We don't actually get destroyed. We go to another body, and in that body, we continue our doomed quest for pleasure while identifying with another biological bag, protoplasmic bag parcel. So, like that, we go on lifetime after lifetime. So, our destiny, it remains doomed as long as we identify with our biology. But once we understand that we are souls, we are spiritual beings, this is the first teaching the Bhagavad Gita teaches, right at the start in 2.13, it says that Dehi nosminyatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehantara praptir dhiras tatrana muhyati. Then Dehi nosminyatha dehe, inside the body, Dehi nosmin, the kaumaram yovanam jara, the body goes from boyhood to youth to old age, tha dehantara praptir, and dehantara, the end of the body occurs, dhiras tatra namuhiyati, but dhira, the sober person will not be bewildered by such a change. Why? Because the sober person understands that dehi is not destroyed, the dehi remains unchanging. And Krishna says that one who is, so the, if we do not get emotionally consumed by the physical destruction of the body, then he says, that's what he recommends, don't get emotionally consumed by physical consumption. That's what he tells in the next verse, 2.14, he says, Matras parishastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha daha agamapayino nityas tamstitikshasvabharata. He says that to tolerate, knowing that this is temporary, just as heat and light come and go, just as summer and winter come and go, similarly pleasure and pain will come and go at the body level. Tolerate it. And then what happens? Next verse he says, Yam hi navyathayante te purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukham dhiram somrutatvaya kalpate. He says, one who understands this, one who is not disturbed by the continuous change in the body, that person lives eternally. That person actually attains eternal life, eternity. And how is that? That he tells in the next verse, 2.16, Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate sataha ubhayorapi drushtontas tvanayo sattva darshibhe. So he says that na sato vidyate bhavo, of the temporary there is no eternal existence, of the temporary there is no endurance, and of the eternal there is no cessation. So when we identify ourselves with our biological bodies, then we are identifying ourselves with the temporary, and our identity changes even within a life. We may be a young and attractive young man or young woman, attractive at one time, and then we become old and not all that attractive. We may be Indian, we may become Americans. So the bodily identity doesn't endure, and ultimately the bodily identity is doomed at death. But our destiny, when we understand our identity as souls, our destiny is glorious. We are parts of God, and we are meant to live a life of eternal love with Him. So the basic message of the Bhagavad Gita is that by revising our identity, by realizing our identity, we make our destiny much bigger than our biology. Biologically we are doomed, but spiritually we are destined for eternal existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.